Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, amphibious gloves plus anal beads and magnets. It's all coming up right after this.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Coming soon to a theater near you, the sexiest sports movie of all time, starring Drew Barrymore and Jimmy Fallon in a love story that will affect millions.
Oh my God, I think I have herpes.
Nah, it's just a fever blister, bitch.
Jimmy Fallon is Michael Vick as Ron Mexico in Fever Bitch.
Michael, I told you to stop at third base.
Hey, bitch, I told you. I'm a quarterback. How the hell am I supposed to know anything about baseball?
But Michael!
Michael who? I told you. My name is Ron Mexico.
Fever Bitch. Leonard Maltin says,
this is the best portrayal of a white man by a black man since the Wayne Brady Show.
This movie experience is one that will stay with you the rest of your life. Fever Bitch, where the laughter isn't the only thing that's infectious.
Oh, hello. Is this a free clinic? My name is Ron Mexico. Yeah. Are my test results in?
Fever Bitch.
That's not in the playbook, but it should be.
It should be.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
What are you doing over there, Tom? What are you doing?
Oh, I'm setting up Pat Godwin for this song.
Oh, yeah.
Because we had a story this morning. Joey Logano with the World of NASCAR allegedly had a... They describe it as an amphibian-like glove.
They do describe it as amphibian,
and it's like a webbed glove. And the allegation is, well, it's apparently illegal. He was holding it up and
could it really make down, that much of a difference?
Cutting Maybe. Down on the.
I mean, if it's an amphibious
airflow,
amphibious glove, he can wear it on his left and his right hand, right?
Ah, very good, yeah. Very good.
That's Here's
very
the thing, though. What if his actual human hands are gloves, and his amphibian hands are his true hands?
Has anyone looked into this?
He's half lizard, half NASCAR driver.
In any event, he's accused of cheating. He was fined $10,000. Okay. Now, that reminded,
could have been fun.
Reminded Pat of this news story. You remember Hans Niemann was accused of cheating. In a cup match in the world of chess. And it was openly speculated that he had
We're getting very close to this is the story we've mentioned the most in the history of this
show. I agree.
Well, I just think it's, I mean, the lengths people go to cheat. He's accused of allegedly using vibrating anal beads to gain an edge over another player.
And that caused him to say,
ich mein Pussenschaft.
Well, I mean, you'd have to learn like Morse code rectally. I don't know.
You can. It's all dots and dashes.
But still, I mean.
I learned Morse code. I couldn't tell you what it is now, but. Dot, 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 dash, dash, SOS.
Let alone with your anus.
You think you could tell, though, if it was...
Sure.
In your...
Like against your rectal walls?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyways, Pat, you asked me if you could play this song on this topic.
I love this song.
Who's that?
I don't know. Just let me sing the damn song.
Just let me sing the damn song.
Got all this time to make up a fake name.
I don't know.
You can't do it like...
I can't follow your audio.
How about auto-jaculate?
Watch, I can't follow your audio.
No. How about Bruno... Man stiffen.
Shaft and
that works for me. Right. My name is Bruno Man Stiffen. Mm-hmm. Anal beads, anal beads. Every chess match, I need you. Small and white, not tonight. Beads will be mocha in no time.
Oh, no.
If I am stumped, move them to and fro. Feed me moves discreetly. Anal beads in too far. I need a ride to the ER. Bruno Manstiffen.
Pussenheimer.
Totally
worth Pussenheimer.
Totally worth the wait. Bruno Pussenheimer? Okay.
Which actually leads to the ER in this story where doctors say a man swallowed nearly 80 coins and magnets in India, believing they would help him in bodybuilding.
Well,
the 26-year-old.
And I bet you these coins are magnetic, too, not like ours.
The 26-year-old went to a hospital in New Delhi for reported vomiting, abdominal pain, and an inability to eat for 20 days. The man said he believed zinc helps him in bodybuilding, and by eating the magnets, he could absorb more zinc from the coins.
You know, you can get that in a... Get that from a nice apothecary.
Sure, yeah, plenty of zinc supplements.
One a day, possibly.
X-rays revealed the objects he swallowed blocked his intestines.
Ouch.
In total, they recovered 39 coins and 37 magnets.
Pill, okay, you don't need to down half the toolbox. Okay.
You take a piss.
The good news, babe. The change covered his copay, so kind of an even out.
He's a walking coin star.
If you went in, if they'd given him an MRI, thank you, Dennis. Would the coins have flown out of his body and killed?
They could have.
I mean, magnets as well.
They were magnets, yes.
Yes.
Ooh, that would be...
Hemp, babe.
Thank you.
A video of a German woman is going viral after revealing what happens when she goes clubbing with her dental implants. Follow me. The TikTok user named Chris posted a video of herself smiling in a nightclub and showing that some of her teeth do not glow under black light.
Oh, really?
Since her real teeth glow but her implants do not, it appears though she is missing some of her teeth. She jokingly wrote in the caption, "I'm leaving the club forever." After her video went viral, Chris told the New York Post, "This is something the dentist should warn you about, especially if you like to go out clubbing."
This is a problem with certain sweaters as well, in that there were certain clothing where I would go to a club and it looked like I had the worst dandruff, but it was really just fabric bits.
Yes.
God, jeez, I'm never going to get laid.
I'm surprised you'd go to anything where there's a black light. Look, like you went through a car wash.
So much DNA.
That's what he's saying,
Josh. On your clothing, Josh.
You can't go out. You're covered in DNA.
Well, I tell you what. If her breast implants glow, guys wouldn't care about her teeth. is that universally true that implants from teeth?
I have no idea. That's the first I've ever heard of that. I don't know the answer, sir.
Well, someone that has them, please let us know.
Well, this lady just did.
Yeah, but I mean, she's in Germany.
She's in Germany.
They make them out of something else over there.
Yeah, good.
One in eight Americans never take a break at work, even though the average person takes four daily.
Really?
A recent survey reveals the average person takes four breaks per day. One in eight polled said they do not take any breaks at all, and the average duration for a break is about?
Half hour.
17 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah.
17 minutes?
Yes. Well, taking a break at work, you can't be gone a long time. Usually you got 2 15-minute breaks and a lunch hour, right? That's how I used to have
it. That's what, typical.
Yeah.
Unless you, except for the folks that vape.
Well.
And it's every 10 minutes they're out there sucking on that.
The people who say they're not taking breaks are taking breaks. They're going over, hey, did you get that form? Yeah, I did. And then, oh, by the way, how'd your kid's soccer thing go? They end up talking for 10 minutes. That's a break.
How would you
working
unwind?
America is going.
How would you unwind if you were taking a break?
Yeah.
What would you do in your 15 minutes, 17 minutes?
Now, dumps don't count.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair. I would...
Remember, dumps don't count.
I used to like to step outside and get some sunshine.
Yeah, there you go.
Remember what it was like to walk.
What?
What? Or what are you suggesting here?
What?
Well, you have DNA in your clothes.
I still have the ability to walk.
I think we can all walk.
Sitting outside and going for a walk just are both on the
You're
list.
The one who can barely walk nowadays.
What are you talking about here?
There may be some projection going on.
Yeah, it might be.
That's right.
I can't walk.
Going for a walk or sitting outside, 35%. Having a meal or snack without distractions, 35%.
There you go. There you go, Tom.
Some prefer to unwind by listening to music at 40%. That was the number one answer.
Yes, yes. I'd walk to my car to get my brake rotisserie chicken.
Let's see. I have breakfast. I have lunch. I have my break rotisserie chicken. I have my pre-dinner. I have my appetizer.
So fat. I'm so fat.
I have my dinner.
Nobody's fatter than me. Nobody's fatter than me. All I do, I eat jerkin. Take them panties off and put the salami on. Pack me with the bread.
Sorry,
I'm so sad.
That song's like a hit in my head now. Yeah. It's an earworm.
Others prefer to unwind by drinking water.
Sure, that's important.
Jamie. Or enjoying a warm beverage. Just like I did on the last break.
Well, like that a lot.
I enjoy a warm beverage.
Do you remember?
I like to sip my tea.
But do you remember back in the day, and in this building, I know for sure, there were people would arrive here that didn't smoke. Then they would notice all the smokers taking constant breaks. All of a sudden, they'd pick up the habit.
Yeah.
So they could go stand in front of the building and.
Yeah. For those who don't take breaks, here are the barriers. The number one, 55% say they feel overwhelmed and don't have time to break.
I don't even want to talk to those, let's face it, women.
I'm over.
It's always women at work who are overwhelmed.
Is that right? Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Oh, I have so much to do. Do you, or are you just...
being dramatic?
There's a tad bit...
Yeah.
I guarantee you...
I get it.
Oh.
Nobody wants to talk about this, but if we get rid of women in the workforce, productivity goes up 80%.
Everyone wants to talk about it.
Do you have the music for Josh? Josh Arnold.
I have no doubt in my mind. I'm not saying women don't belong in the workforce because men need something to look at. But
you're really laying this on thick now. Tripling down.
What
is wrong with him?
Christy, you're not here in the mornings. We do this show in 3 hours.
Fair enough.
When you're here, it takes four.
Okay. 30% said the inability to quiet the mind was the reason they couldn't take a break. And then 30% also said losing track of time interfered with a break.
I'd like to know what serious surgeons do when they have to. Do they pull away for 5 minutes just to clear their head?
I bet. Sure. Especially in one of those 6 to 8 hour surgeries that they do.
Yeah, you have to wonder.
They have music in the room a lot of times.
Yeah.
Do they listen to this show sometimes?
Do they have a guy that comes in with one of those water squirters like they have in the NFL and the doctor opens his mouth, they squirt in the Gatorade?
I don't know. We'll have to ask a surgical nurse.
Find out everywhere. Yeah. In the meantime, Josh.
do you have some emails for me?
You might want to have someone start your car. That's all I'm saying. Someone who's very handy with explosive devices.
You don't get a lady waitress at work or at lunch today.
Some of these are jokes. The thing about productivity going up, if no women were, that's not a joke. Okay. The rest is.
Wow.
Well.
Ask any male CEO.
I'd like to know one person and go, well, I'm going to go on break and go drink a glass of water. What?
Yeah, I know.
Who is
Come
that?
Come on.
Okay.
They didn't say drink booze. That would have been on here.
Well, those people used to work here.
Yeah, I know. Scientists at the Salk Institute say they may have developed a method of male birth control that is potentially
Salk Institute
free of side effects.
What's he done lately, huh?
Yeah. Jonas? You never hear about him. Yeah. The non-hormonal drug interrupts sperm production by affecting a protein complex involved in regulating gene expression.
Wow. What does that mean?
Apparently that means that the genes don't express themselves, so they can't make babies. I don't know.
They're inhibited.
Male mice treated with the drug were rendered infertile without affecting their libido. The animal's fertility in the mice also completely restored within 60 days of going off the pill.
Wow.
Scientists hope to bring the drug to human clinical trials soon. That would be interesting.
I think the best form of male birth control is Axe body spray. I think that's going to pretty much prevent you from mounting anything.
I found that a pretty good form of male birth control is going on a radio show and saying that women shouldn't be working.
may find that very effective.
That might be more effective than the Axe body spray because that's pretty popular.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody's buying it.
Yeah.
In hopes of hooking up.
I wonder if would it be a pill or would it be like an insertable?
You mean a suppository?
Oh, and I was thinking penile wise.
A penile insertable?
I bet
this
penile,
is just a pill.
Like penile insertables probably aren't going to be very popular.
No.
You just slide it in like you're filling a Pez dispenser?
Yeah. Oh. No.
It's like an IUD except the D stands. It's an IUD.
Like a cork?
The IUD, but the T stands for something else. So would it be, it doesn't say if it's a pill or not. Huh?
It does say it's a pill.
Oh, it's a pill?
I said that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a pill.
You take orally. You don't shove it in the head of your penis.
Well, I don't know. Would make sense.
Why would you guess that?
Because he's crazy.
What's wrong with you?
I just want to know, how do they know it says the mice, their libido came back? Can you imagine being an expert in the libido of mice?
Well, you got to watch them.
It wasn't, I don't want to be correcting you, but it's not the libido that came back. It was their fertility that came back. You can have libido and be infertile.
Ah.
Yeah.
It says, okay, they were rendered infertile without affecting their libido.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so they were still horny, but they weren't producing
mice.
Do
they know that by just sitting around all day going,
hey, look at that horny mouse.
Hey, look, Gladys and Steve are at it again. Yeah. I guess this didn't affect their libido. Oh,
yeah.
That Steve is hung like an elephant.
So she is.
Or a mouse. I mean,
boy, it's not his tail.
Technically. Okay.
That's not his tail? Wow.
Well, thank you.
We learned a lot today.
Now, if there were a male, I wonder how often you'd have to take it.
I don't know. That's the problem. Hmm. Are you guys responsible enough to take your pills?
However many times you can shove it in the head of your penis.
I'm totally against this.
There's like once a year.
Birth control is 100% the role of the woman.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker.
Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.